Second Kings chapter 4, I'd like to begin reading in verse 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet another vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Now, keep in mind, this is a creative miracle. Oil is being brought into the universe that was not there before. Matter is being brought into the universe that was not there before. And when did it stay? When there were no more empty vessels. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children on the rest. Let's pray. Lord, we come into your presence in Christ's name, and we ask in his blessed, high, and holy name that we might be enabled to worship thy Son, that we might be enabled to hear the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would say to the heart of every one of your children, Behold, I am thy salvation. Lord, we confess our sins. Lord, we're asking for the grace to confess our sins. Teach us what it means to take sides with you against ourselves. Lord, we ask that you would reveal yourself to each person here according to your will. We pray for our children. You'd reveal yourself to them. We pray for all your people wherever they meet together. And Lord, we pray for those who are sick and hurting. We ask that you would use those things for their good and your glory. And give us grace to all love one another more and be compassionate. Lord, bless our homes for Christ's sake. In his name we pray. Amen. Now there was a poor widow whose husband had been one of the sons of the prophets. He was a God-fearing man, but he left his wife destitute. He died and left her nothing. Now, how did that take place? We're not told. But this gives us some idea of what the death of Adam did to us. It left us insolvent. It left us without anything. It left us destitute. This woman was destitute, and the creditors were going to come and take her sons and make them bondmen. Now, she comes to Elisha with her problem, and Elisha said, What do you have? And she said, I don't have anything except for a pot of oil. I don't have anything except for a pot of oil. Now, how sufficient that pot of oil will prove to be. That one pot of oil is going to save her, it's going to pay her debts, and she's going to live on that pot of oil for the rest of her life. Now, if you have Christ, he's all you have. If you got anything more, you don't have him at all. If you do have Christ, he is all you have. Just like this woman had only one thing. Now, Christ, the oil of his grace, that's all I have. But if that's all I have all. And this woman was made to see that. Now, he says, go and get as many empty vessels as you can. It didn't matter whether they were clay, brass, silver, or gold. What was the one qualification? Empty. Empty. Not half full. Not a little bit in the bottom. Empty. Go bring me empty vessels. And when you get all the empty vessels you can bring in your house, shut the door and pour from that one pot of oil. And in that one pot of oil being poured into those empty vessels, we have a divine miracle taking place. We have matter brought into existence that had not been there before. This is a creative act, only what God can do. How much ability do you have to create something?
None.
None. Now, she starts pouring into these empty vessels, and she kept pouring until there were no longer an empty vessel. And that is when the oil stayed. And I think it's really glorious how she comes up to Elisha and tells him what took place. He said, you go pay all your debts with that and live off the rest. That one pot of oil paid all her debts and she lived off the rest. All she had was Christ. And that paid all her debts, and the same thing that paid her debts, she lived off of. No distinction. Now, the death of this woman's husband left her in a state of destitution. And the death of our first father, Adam, left us destitute. You and I were born with nothing. We didn't become nothing. We were born with nothing. We didn't do something to get ourselves into that position. We were born that way. And when I say we're born that way, everything we do is our fault. I'm not blaming God's sovereignty. I'm not blaming Adam. Everything that I do, every sin I commit, it's my fault. She was held personally responsible for the debts of her husband. You and I are held personally responsible for the sin of Adam. And it's because we did it. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, in that all sinned. Not simply Adam's sin was charged to them. When he sinned, you and I sinned in our father Adam. And that left us in this destitute position. We didn't have anything. We don't have anything. We can't come up with anything. Destitute. And it's all her fault. She was held personally responsible. So she comes to Elisha with her plight, and he says, what do you have? And she said, I don't have anything except one pot of oil. Now, I couldn't help but think of the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. Now, if you looked at the virgins, they all looked alike. They were all virgins. The difference was something you could not see. Some had oil in their lamps. Five wise had oil in their lamps. Five foolish didn't have any oil. And they all slumbered and slept. You know what that is a reference to? Is they all looked like they were dead. They all looked like they're dead. But what was the difference? Something you could not see. The oil, Christ, the grace of Christ. Now, this woman had one thing. And that one thing proved to be all she needed. The one thing she had was the pot of oil. Now, all that believe have one thing, Christ. Do you have anything else? Well, if you do, you don't believe. The proof that somebody believes is they look nowhere but Christ only at all times for everything. And they don't look for a thing out of anybody else or themselves. They're looking to Christ. They know they're completely dependent upon Him. They really believe that. If you believe, you really believe that all you have is Christ. You won't plead anything else. You can't say, well, I've got this victory over this sin. I've improved here. No, all you have before God is Christ. And I love what somebody once said, if all I have is Christ, is that enough? It is if He's all you got. If you can add anything to Him, you don't have Him in the first place. This one pot of oil, that's all she had. Now, if all you have is Christ, you have all. You're not going to get into heaven by the skin of your teeth. Not that way at all. You have all. And this woman found that out in a very powerful way. Now, all I've got is a pot of oil. Well, go get all the empty vessels. Empty vessels. Empty vessels. Not ones that had a little bit left in the bottom, not half full. Empty vessels. That's the only kind she was called on to collect. Empty vessels. Oh, my. I'm an empty vessel. I don't have anything to bring. My only hope is that God will pour His grace in me. I'm an empty vessel. Now you bring all the empty vessels you can find. Empty. That's the one requirement. Emptiness. And you take these empty vessels and a creative miracle was going to take place. This is like the Lord bringing bread into existence that was not there before. This was God's doing. You see, God is the only one who can create. Nobody else can. You and I have absolutely no ability in this thing of a creative act. Only the Lord. And salvation is His creative act. You have as much to do with your salvation as you did with creation. This is God's act. Salvation is of the Lord. And you take that pot and you start pouring the oil in those empty vessels. And when the vessels are full, set them aside and start pouring it into another vessel. Now here's the point. While that one pot was just, I don't know how big it was. It was big enough for them to lift up and pour, so it couldn't have been that big. In that one pot, you had complete fullness for every empty vessel. Now listen to this scripture. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10 says, in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now you think about that. In the body of the Lord Jesus Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. He's the creator. He is the sovereign of the universe. He is the omnipotent one. He is the eternal one. In him, whatever God is, all the fullness of God himself dwells in the body of Jesus Christ. Isn't that glorious? And you are full. That's what the word is. Complete. Full. Full. You know what that means? Nothing can be added to you. You do not lack anything in Christ. Now they took these full vessels and set them aside and poured more in the ones that were left. Now I love to think about the fullness of the saving efficacy of Christ. There's fullness of justification in him. I stand before God without guilt, without sin. There's fullness of acceptance in him. I'm so accepted by God. You know, we think of the Lord being mad at us, and I understand that because of our sinfulness, because anytime you look to yourself, you're going to think that way. And that just goes with the territory. But there's fullness of acceptance, fullness of forgiveness, fullness of sanctification, fullness of whatever it is. I am complete, I am full in the Lord Jesus Christ. Of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Fullness of salvation, fullness of acceptance. Now, how good we have it. How good we have it. How glorious, how complete. We listen to this scripture. In 1 John 4:17, it says, as he is, so are we in this world. I want you to just think about that. I wish we could enter into what's actually being said. As he is. Is he loved by God completely? Does God see him as altogether beautiful and perfect and without sin? Is he accepted by God? Is he beautiful, glorious to God as he is? Is he holy before God? Is he righteous before God? As he is, so are we right now in this world. Doesn't get any better than that. Doesn't get any better. You know, I was thinking about this too with regard to public worship. Oh, I want to come in with an empty vessel, don't you? I want to come in with an empty vessel. It's the empty vessels that'll be filled. May the Lord enable me to always come with an empty cup. I remember when Joe McSherry was here, I miss him so much, but he'd always come in and say, "Preacher, I got an empty cup, fill it." Well, I hope the Lord does. I can't do it. Now, when did the oil stop flowing? When there were no empty vessels left. So the oil stopped. She comes up to Elisha, and this is so important. I wish I could make this point as it ought to be made. The same oil that paid her debts, justification, same oil she lived off of, sanctification. It wasn't, here's justification, now you need to start working. The same oil, that one pot of oil, what this is talking about is the simplicity of Christ, the onlyness of Christ, the singleness of Christ. Christ is all. She paid her debts, and they were paid, and she lived off this miraculous oil. That's the way she lived the rest of her life. I dare say she was a rich lady after this. She went from being poor to being rich. Her sons were saved. She was saved. Now, in this miracle, we have a beautiful and simple illustration of the gospel, of the singleness of Christ. He is all. We have how you live completely off him. You're to be an empty vessel. And you're filled miraculously with the oil of his grace by God the Holy Spirit. Salvation is of.